All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon coach Willie Taggart, and the Ducks are on the road at Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon, Leo. How are you?
Well, we survived Irma. That's a good thing. My first question, everything in your family okay?
Yes, sir. Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy and not much damage. So everything was good.
We dodged a bullet, Coach. Thank goodness. Coach, how hard was it at altitude to play Wyoming?
It really wasn't that hard at all. You know, I mean, I guess I can say that since I didn't have to play, but our players didn't complain much about it at all. They just went about it as another day to go out and play football. And that's kind of how they treated it. And, again, I didn't hear anybody complain or mention anything about it.
Coach, is it time to get into conference play in your mind?
It is. It is. You know, we've had three games to see where we were as a football team, and I thought each and every week we continue to get better, and if we continue to do those things, we're going to put ourselves in a good position.
Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from Andrew Grace, the Oregonian.
Hey, Willie, you know, one of my questions was, when you came in, obviously Royce was such a known quantity as a star in the running back, but what were your first impressions of a guy like Kenai? And then how have those changed ever since you've seen him? He's obviously off to a great start this year.
At first, I think with Kenai, you could tell that he really needed to learn to trust you as a coach before he give you everything he had. There was times where I didn't know what Kenai was going to be able to do for us when we first got here. And then as we got around the spring ball, it was football time, you started to see the competitive side of him come out a lot more. And I started to realize then the kid had something to him, because whenever Royce did something, he wanted to go in and do something just as good as he did. You know, or whenever Tony did, then you started to see that running back room was really close, but they were very competitive too and pushing each other. And that was great to see. You know, Kenai, he's one of those guys that he's out to prove that he can play at this level.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and one last question for me was just about, not about Kenai, but about the schedule. You at USF and Western Kentucky, your first games were always after school had begun. At Oregon, you're about to play a third of the way through the season, and classes are about to start next week. Are there benefits or cons to starting that late and having that much time just to focus on football?
Well, I think now that we're doing it again, very similar at Stanford when I was there, but now being a head coach and doing it, I think there's a big benefit to where our guys are learning a lot of football without any other distraction right now, and give our young guys a chance to understand what we're trying to do football-wise and in-game-wise. So now when school come around, it shouldn't be too much of a hassle, because from a football standpoint, they know what to do and how to do it. Now they can really concentrate on academics and getting that ball rolling. So I'm excited about our guys as they get ready to go into school and about where they're at from a football standpoint. Because usually when you start school and football at the same time, there's a lot going on and there's a lot of distraction. I mean, you're all over the place. You're trying to learn some plays. You're trying to learn math class and science or Spanish, and there's just so much going on to where now it should be a little easier transition for our guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Willie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Can I ask, what have you seen in Thomas Graham's play this year, and has he surprised you coming in as a true freshman?
I wouldn't necessarily say he surprised me. From the time that I met him, you can tell the kid was very confident and he had a great understanding of the game of football. And I was really impressed with that the first time I met him, just listened to him talk about the game, you know. And that, to me, told me he was a kid that loved the game of football. And then once we got him here in the spring and watching him compete, It was like, this is what we're looking for. These are the kind of guys we're looking for. I mean, highly competitive, love playing the game, very smart. And he did it consistently, you know, so was really proud of him, wasn't surprised, just proud that he's been consistent and knowing that he can only get better. It's good.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question is from Joe Fisher, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, Joe. Excellent. How are you?
Good, good. So coming into the first conference game, what's the message for the team starting off 3-0 with the non-conference? And, you know, it is another game, but obviously it isn't because it's the start of conference play. So what's kind of the message going into Arizona State as you start this conference schedule?
Let's continue to get better. You know, we again, this conference play, and we understand that every game is going to be tough, but every one of those games are winnable too. But it's more just let's continue to get better as a team. We still haven't played our best ball game yet, and that's our challenge to go out and do that. And we're working and practicing to try to get better than what we were the week before. You know, but we're not. We understand the importance of conference play, but we're not going to change what we do because it's conference play. We're just going to continue to try to get better and be able to execute on Saturdays.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, Willie, that'll do it for you today. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Willie.